Alaska's U.S. Senate race is shaping up to be a big money affair. One hidden asset the campaigns deploy is the professional fundraiser. For congressional races, these are typically Washington-based consultants who help connect the candidates to wealthy political contributors nationwide. They tend to be a discreet lot, but APRN's Liz Ruskin found one who tells us how it works.
Senator Mark Begich and the Republican frontrunners hoping to unseat him all list professional fundraisers in their campaign finance reports, but they declined to talk about it. That's not unusual, says fundraiser Kirsten Borman. She says there's too much at stake for a campaign to pull back the curtain.
It's the way it is that money, your money in the bank, your cash on hand, your quarterly reports really are a large indicator that the world looks at as to how your campaign is doing.
If she had Alaska clients, she wouldn't be talking to us either. Borman mostly works for Florida congressional campaigns. She writes a blog on fundraising and serves as something of a spokeswoman for the profession. Money is blamed for a lot of evil in politics, but she's proud of what she does.
I facilitate people being able to invest in the candidates and the type of government that they want. And that, to me, is free speech at its best and at its finest.
She says fundraisers usually work on commission, 10 to 15%, and stick to clients of one party. Borman, who works only for Republicans, says each new job helps her develop her donor database, one of the biggest assets any fundraiser brings to a campaign.
And obviously, the more clients you have, the better you get to know donors. I mean, fundraising is all about relationships, and it's about building and maintaining relationships with people who want to invest in good public servants.
Good fundraisers collect data on what prompts each donor to give, an email, a phone call, maybe a small reception with the candidate, and what issues they care about. Incumbents start with rich data, but even first-time candidates have networks to mine. Take Dan Sullivan, one of the Republicans running against Begich. More than a third of the $1.2 million Sullivan raised last year came from Ohio, much of it from people associated with his brother Frank, CEO of the company that makes Rust-Oleum. But Sullivan also hired MK Group, a fundraiser for the Bush family and National Right to Life. His GOP rival Mead Treadwell hired Lisa Spees, a former Mitt Romney fundraiser. University of Connecticut political science professor Paul Hernson says candidates are really operating two campaigns, one for votes back home and one for money.
Fundraising, unlike collecting votes, is a fully national activity.
The campaign for votes has a limited season, he says, but for incumbents, the campaign for money is perpetual. And it's intensified since Citizens United. The Supreme Court decision let money flood into political attack groups. Hernson says it created a massive wild card.
Candidates didn't know what was coming at them, and so the threat level became higher, and candidates who could raise lots of money, and that is mainly incumbents, raised more because they were not sure of what they would face in the election.
Senator Mark Begich relies on a Washington outfit called Benchmark Strategies for fundraising. His campaign paid Benchmark more than $100,000 in the last 3 months of the year, far more than his Republican challengers paid their fundraisers in the same period. Begich also leads the way in the money race. But Stephen Medvec, government professor at Franklin and Marshall College, says there's little evidence fundraising consultants actually reap more than a campaign would raise on its own.
Lots of organizations and lots of big donors, they keep their eye out for candidates who they think might have a chance. And if a candidate shows any sign of being competitive, they'll cut a check and send it, sometimes, you know, completely unsolicited.
But he says big fundraisers lend cachet to a campaign. They make a candidate seem more viable. That alone draws money, particularly from national donors. And he doesn't see that as a bad thing. Like it or not, it takes a lot of money to win. And Medvec says fundraising consultants make the task easier.
I guess the question is, you know, do you want the candidate spending most of his or her time out raising money, or do you want them out talking to voters?
And then he laughs. Let's not kid ourselves, he says. Even with professional help, candidates still have to spend a lot of their time asking for money. In Washington, I'm Liz Ruskin.